Blog Talk Radio.
When I found it out, so the call recording did,
called stuff, and I said, well, I've got all this and that and stuff like that, and they didn't send an officer out or anything like that. Didn't send an officer to the house and stuff. They go, well, just scan that stuff and send it to Detective so-and-so. Here's your case number.
9,712,972
or some
shit. Damn.
Damn.
That is...
Oh, man,
better do that to me, brother. I'd be going after him. I wouldn't care. I would go after him.
Well, here's the deal. I sent my cyber buddies the information I had and stuff like that. And I've got some, they're not really friends. Let's just say they're acquaintances that, you know, drink a beer with occasionally like that, that are Asian-made men, if you know what I mean. And I sent them the information and stuff, too, and told them if they can locate this guy, so you get 2 free collections.
Wow.
That's what I would do. But... I've had that happen to me a long time ago, Russell, and I tell you what, I got a sweet revenge on these people, but, dude, that's, wow.
I mean, did you?
Cannot believe.
Did you meet these people face-to-face?
No, I did not meet them face-to-face. Did a Zoom thing and stuff like that. They were supposedly out of San Antonio. Everything looked up, look legit on the up and up and stuff like that, and very, very nice older couple, man. Well, I say older,
wow.
I mean, they were probably in their 40s, and fucking, good, we got everything going and stuff like that, and I said, well, this is it, this is it. I said, all right, man. They go, well, you know. So I went ahead and Venmoed them the first last month and the deposit for the pups, man. And came time to show today with the they were supposed to have their attorney there today with the lease and the keys and stuff. And it didn't happen. And wouldn't call back. Wouldn't answer text, emails, nothing.
Wow. Wow. I'd be killing somebody at that point.
Russell, I hate to tell you this, but your money's out the country.
Yeah, probably so.
Wow, brother. Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what, I had a wild week myself. Y'all know I've been dealing with my son for the past couple of years with mental health. He hasn't been getting the help and everything. Well, he fucked up royally. He caught a forest on fire up here. It's known as Bosky Farms and everything. All the video clips and stuff. And the sad part is, it's not just here in New Mexico, it's statewide. People cannot get the mental health help that they need. The system is so fucked up, it's unbelievable. You know, and they put him in jail, turn him loose, keep turning him loose, and look what happens. And I warned him. I warned him a long time ago. If they didn't get him any kind of help, something very serious like this is going to happen. You know, and I tell you what, my heart's broken that it happened. I'm glad nobody got hurt, no houses got burned down or anything like that, and everything. But, you know, I really don't have words to say except that, you know, it's a broken system.
Well,
on all this, you know.
you know what, really, Joe? Because I think it goes beyond that. I think, like you said, people try to do the best they can, but they're fighting the indoctrination centers and all this gangster glory shit. Like, I mean, Virgil just went through a little different part of it there, but, you know, well, your grandson, wasn't it, Virgil?
Oh, yeah.
They glorify these so-called gangsters. They teach them that, you know, that there's nothing good about this country, that it's all broken, and, you know, if you're white, you're just a sorry motherfucker to start with. And then you get these kind of results, and people go, well, I don't know, what's wrong with it, you know? I'm telling you,
Joseph, you know this, and Virgil knows this,
when we were going in school and stuff like that, we didn't have any of this mass shooting, we didn't have any of this indoctrination bullshit. We didn't have any of this rapid mental illness. And I think about half of that is when they started bringing in these school psychology counselors or whatever like that. You know, then all of a sudden every fucking kid had some kind of fucking problem that they needed to be on all these fucking drugs for.
Yeah, exactly. Because this started when he was in ninth grade. Exactly. You know, but the thing is that it's sad to see something like this happen to your own. When it's out of your hands, you can't do anything about it. You know, and you should see all the comments. Where's the father? He should be, you know, it's like, you know, be in someone's shoes that's dealing with this and ask yourself, you know, because when it's out of your control, when you're dealing with an adult child, you can't do anything.
No, you can't.
It's out of your hands. And how many years, guys, you've been with me that I've been doing this for my son? You know, and people's helped him. People's helped my sister.
Was he back on drugs again?
Yes, he was. Yes, he was, because he has done. See, the thing is, when they get off their mental medication, they have to go find a substitute and self-medicate. But he got a hold of some really bad stuff this time, according to what the fire chief was telling me yesterday. I talked to the fire chief, and they said when they approached him, he was pretty much out of his head.
Wow, I don't even know what's out there anymore. I know, Virgil was telling us about that shit they got going around now. So what were you talking about, that pink what was that shit you were talking about, Virgil? Pink, that something pink, or?
It's
pink ladies.
It's like a souped up fentanyl. I forget the name of it. But that's what my grandson got a hold of, and it is It's twice as deadly as the original fentanyl. And if you don't watch what you're doing, I mean, it's real easy to OD on this stuff. And it's all over the streets. It's all over the streets.
Oh, it's bad up here in New Mexico, brother, because we're close to the border. And I think maybe this is what John got ahead of. Because they said he was so out of his mind. The other day, someone said they saw him directing traffic. That's how out of it he was.
Well, you see that all the time in Houston. That ain't nothing uncommon on the streets over here.
Right. Right. But he wasn't, yeah. They said that he was not normal, though. This, whatever he had, it was bad. It was very bad. But the thing is, it's just that, instead of judging, and this is what I put out there, instead of judging, look at the situation, look at the system, because there's mental illness everywhere in the homeless community out there, guys. We see it all the time. I know you see it. And it's really not their fault. It's the system has failed. It's like the TV news reporter, camera guy told me yesterday, it's all about the money. If you have the money, that you can't help.
We see it every time we turn on the fucking TV and listen to this goddamn president we got.
Right?
It's easy to say that the system's broken, and it is as far as education, the school system, and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But then you got to go to the point where somewhere in there's got to be some self responsibility, because how much power do you want to give the system?
Exactly.
You twist off every once in a while there, Gunny, with the PTSD and shit like that. Maybe we just need to go ahead and lock you up for everybody's safety.
Right.
You gotta tread pretty softly on that slope there. Mm-hmm. I mean, don't misunderstand what I'm saying. I agree with what you're saying. There could be a whole lot better job done. But mm-hmm. on the backside of that, let's not give these motherfuckers any more totalitarian power than they already have.
Exactly. I mean, something has to change. Something has to change in the system. And this is just all over the country that needs to be changed as well.
Well, yes, but everybody keeps saying the system, but I don't think the system is the fucking answer. The answer is take our fucking country back, start teaching American fucking history,
mm-hmm.
start teaching shop again. When these little motherfuckers get out of hand, take that paddle and drop it across that ass about three times. And then when they go home, mom and daddy, I tell you what, the biggest fucking problem with youth today is? They have no idea of the fear of the sound of a leather belt being stripped through those seven loops on a pair of like Wranglers.
Or a paddle drilled with hose going up your ass. I've had that on my butt a few times. Let me tell you, they hurt.
Well, a lot of times, Russell, the parents are worse than the fucking kids.
We got a lot of that down here.
We got a lot of that.
Yep.
Oh, well, it ain't my fault. What do you want me to do? A lot of them are kids having kids. They want to lay up in the bed and play mom and daddy and fuck every day and all of this, that, and the other. And then when these kids come along, they don't know what to fucking do. They don't know how to act. They still want to go to the fucking playground. They still want to go to the playground and play on the merry-go-round, and leave Mama and Popo to raise the kid.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Who was it, man? Give me just a heartbeat here. Somebody on, I think it was Newt Gingrich that was on Newsmax the other day. And, man, he just nailed it. He goes, with the education system, the way parents, the way government intrudes on parenting, the lack of morals, the lack of discipline, he goes, we now have two generations that are useless as tits on a boar hog. And you know what? I think he's right.
Mm-hmm. Definitely right. Especially when you got these little girls and their mamas and daddies. Boy, we got a bad echo.
Hey, I know, and I don't even know where that's coming from. They did it to me earlier. Now it's doing it to you.
But we got a bad problem of mamas and daddies letting their daughters leave out the house dressed like fucking hookers, dressed like fucking prostitutes, and they're not watching what they're doing, and they're not watching who they're going out with, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody pulls up in the driveway, boom, the little bitch is going out the fucking house. Don't even know who she's with, what's going on or anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that's why my oldest granddaughter got four kids by four different daddies.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Wearing
them tank tops and tube tops, them blue jean shorts with the bottom of her ass showing ever since she was fucking 12 years old.
Yeah.
But, you know, you say something about it, oh, that's my kids. Don't worry about it. I'll raise my kids like I want. Well, go ahead, bitch. Raise your kids like you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Well, here's two examples now. I've got two friends. Both of them are women in their 40s, unmarried, with kids, okay? Now, one of them, she can't hold a job for more than 3 months at a time. She's 44 years old, can't hold a job, and always looking for the next best thing, and just a fucking absolute fucking mess. And her 21, 22-year-old daughter is just as bad. And she thinks she's the best mama ever fucking walked God's earth. And she was fucked up as Hogan's goat. Hogan's goat used to get to the marijuana plants and eat that shit till it fell over and passed out on the patio. Now, the other side of this story, this other woman I know, she's 40, about that same age, mid-40s, stuff like that, works her ass off. Raised those kids as a single mom, I mean, and did the best she could. And two out of three of them turned out just as solid, grounded as you could ever expect. But she's got a son that motherfucker's been in and out of prison since he was 18 years old. And he's mm-hmm. on his way back again. And it breaks her heart, you know, and she's always beating herself up. What could I have done different? What could I have done different? But, you know,
I told myself the same thing.
Sometimes it doesn't matter what you would have done. It wouldn't have made a difference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've all seen that in our lives, and that, you know, some people are just naturally twisted off.
Mm-hmm. I can relate to her because I asked myself the same thing because I raised him a lot better than that. And it's like, well, you know, it's like people tell me it's not your fault. He's made his own choices, you know, and he's hung around with the bad people. That's what got him into this, you know, and everything. But it's like, well, you know, what could I have done better? Could I have been there more? Could I, you know, differently, you know? And everything. So, hey, we got Karen Bodini that's called in and everything. So we're going to bring her in a little bit. Then we got another caller that's in. I don't know who it is and stuff. But
I think you hit on a point there, Joseph. And I know Virgil and I agree on this and stuff. But part of it is this fucking, I don't even know what you call it, this gangster Hollywood culture, whatever you call it, it's cool to be a gangster. It's cool to be this. And,
mm-hmm.
You know, most of these kids, they don't know no better. They listen to this satanic bullshit called rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with no respect for anything, especially women. And I've been wanting to say this too. Okay, now you got all these motherfuckers now, these transgenders or whatever, going in to compete in these women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you're not hearing a word from any of these women organizations, not a fucking word. And the reason is they're scared to death to say anything because the media, this administration, will turn on them and crucify them to death. So you have these girls that have trained, worked their butts off for this competition to go to the Olympics and stuff, and you got some dude who said, oh, you know what, I'm trans, and so I get to compete here, and he's going to go in there and win it all, and you know, and I don't hear nobody speaking up about that shit. Nobody.
Oh, I know. I've been watching that, too. And it's a disgrace that they're doing this to the women.
Here's the thing, Russell. Okay, they just had a bill passed unanimously through the House, through the Senate in Louisiana that would have banned that. You know, if you a boy, you know, you cannot compete in girls' sports. Okay? All right? John Bel Edwards vetoed it. That fucking Hillary worshiping, Joe Biden loving son of a bitch.
Mm-hmm. I heard that too. Mm-mm. Hey, we're going to bring Karen on real quick.
Well,
and everything, because she's on the road, and where she's at, she don't get signal up there. So I'm going to bring her on real fast. But, you know, she's been following the coast because she knows what's going on with John and everything.
Wow.
And it's like, you know, something has to change. We got to get in there and do something. Hey, Karen, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, can you hear me okay?
Oh, I can hear you just fine.
Yeah, we can hear you, darling.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I am just driving. We are on the road passing between Truth or Consequences on our way to Socorro. So we're moving pretty fast.
I thought you was in Socorro already. Yeah. I know you can't get signal out there. Right. So, you know, I know you've been listening and following what happened up here and everything. And you running for governor and stuff, you and I have talks about what needs to be changed. What can we do to make it better to get these people help?
Right. Well, first of all, we need to start changing policy. You're right. There's not enough mental health help out here. We're seeing it. And when mental health happens and you need it, it's usually after 5 p.m., and they only seem to be working from 8 to 5. So when crisis occurs, it's usually after hours in the middle of the night. And then, you know, when you are mentally having a breakdown, it seems urgent and it needs to be taken as that so we can get people back on the right track. But the medication is very difficult to get. I know there's a lot of doctors that they're leaving New Mexico because the state of our economy is so bad. So we're losing physicians, mental health physicians at a high rate. They're leaving. They're going to Texas and other places. So our state is really in a big battle.
Well, not only that, the governor passed that death bill that where, you know, the people can legally commit suicide now. That's the other reason why these doctors are leaving, because they're being forced into that. They don't want to.
Right.
You know?
They don't want that on their hands. So a lot of them are leaving. But I was talking to Socorro up here, some of the sheriffs up here, the deputies, and they were saying that they're seeing a big boom in the drugs here. You know, as you guys are talking about drugs on the street, it's here in New Mexico because the borders are wide open. And I know our governor right now, she had shut down the checkpoints, and they weren't in operation for a while there. And so we just saw a huge flood of drugs and opioids and different things coming through. And it's impacting these communities, and the police force cannot get the support they need. So that the funding and the deficiency of support, so they can't even get it under control. And it's their community.
Oh,
it's their children.
But I guarantee you this. If you see one of these SOBs on the corner dealing this poison, dealing in this death, and you take action and you take matters into your own hands, oh, the next thing they're doing, they're kicking your door in. They got time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And so you got a big target on you. So the community seems to feel like they have no power to help themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so the parents also have a hard time with their children because they're losing control. And so I was saying that. So, yeah, the parents are part of the problem, too. They need to be the solution.
Mm-hmm. And this is the thing, too. I hear people all over the country, you know, oh, well, if Bobby Jindal would have gotten the White House, things would be a lot different. Let me tell you something about that son of a bitch, Bobby Jindal. Bobby Jindal is the reason that we've had problems in Louisiana still to this day. Okay, number one, he tried to run the state on a credit card while he was running for president. Number two is he shut down all the state mental hospitals in Louisiana.
Oh, wow.
He shut them down, all right, to save money. To save money and still almost put the state in bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well,
so as far as you people, you Bobby Jindal fans out there, Bobby Jindal wasn't worth a damn. He was just about as bad as Biden is now. And with these threats Biden is making now, let me tell you something. This country here, if people don't see what's going on now, which they do, which I have proof of it now, from one of the horse's mouths, so to speak, about what's going on. And, I mean, I don't know what to tell y'all. I don't know what to tell y'all at all.
Well, here's the thing. Go ahead, Russell. Go ahead, brother.
Go ahead, Russell.
Well, what it is, you know, all I keep hearing is people go, well, the system, the government needs to do more. The state government needs to do more. No. That's how we got into this mess.
That's right.
We're giving too much power, too many of our rights away. Allowing the government to intrude on how we raise, discipline children. The schools have become indoctrination centers. And honestly, to tell you the truth, we don't need more government. We need less government. We need parents to start being parents again. We need churches to start being churches again and not worry about their tax exempt status. Like Nancy Pelosi
the 501c3.
Out there threatening the Catholic Church today. And we need to get back to being Americans, raising the children, raising our own children, taking our schools back over. I don't give a shit what Hot Wheels Abbott says about schools or what we need. You know what? The people in the town, and this is the way it was, what most people don't realize is that before 1918 and this income tax and all this bullshit, we had roads, we had city water, we had schools, we had colleges and all this. It's when government got involved and when this thing started going south. And we need leaders that, and hopefully you're one there running for governor and stuff that'll go, you know what, take your federal ass and get out of my state. We got this.
Right.
Is that Russell? Is that your name?
Yes.
Russell?
That's Russell,
yes,
yeah.
I think you just described my campaign, Russell. I think you might be campaign manager material. Because everything that I'm standing for and representing is what we're doing.
Right.
I'm a mom of eight. So I have eight children, and they're all on the right track right now. My three oldest ones, they had to leave college this semester because the college that they're going to is requiring them to do vaccinations, and they refuse to do it. They're going to exercise their freedom. And so they're seeing these help wanted signs all over the place. So my older boys are now hitting the ground hard, and they're picking up two or three jobs apiece. And they're living on one job and saving for the next two. So they're trying to decrease their debt equation and make sure that they start to move into the prosperity level. And that's all of our teachings that we've always given, that we put into them.
Well, Karen? Karen, let me tell you a little story that happened to me this week about these vaccinations, okay? I got a friend named Leah Landry. She lives in Port Allen, Louisiana. She got the feeling real bad, and she went to the doctor, and the doctor told her that she had pneumonia. So she went to Lady of the Lake Hospital, which is the new charity hospital in Baton Rouge, and she went in there, and they gave her a COVID test. Well, they said she had COVID, okay? And they put her in isolation, and the doctor came and talked to her in a little while after things were going, well, you do have COVID, but it's another strain of COVID. It's not COVID-19. You have an upper respiratory infection. Well, I was at Brandon Calvin's the next day. I was test firing some guns at his range. And I'm not going to mention his name. He asked me not to mention his name. This doctor, who is a professor or instructor at Louisiana State University, who also sits on the Louisiana Certification Board, you know, to certify nurses, doctors, whatever. And he's a open heart surgeon, cardiovascular surgeon. And I got to talking with him, and I asked him about this. He said, well, what's going on is COVID-19, people are confusing that 19 as to when the year it was developed. That is not it. COVID-19 is a strain of virus that's gone up the line. It goes 1, 2, 3, 4, all the way up to 19. He said you can test positive for COVID for an allergy, a summer cold, a sinus infection, if you're getting congestive heart failure, you can test positive for it. And this, that, and the other. They're just putting the media and the governor and everybody else is just putting that 19 on the end of it. Okay? He said the most cases of death by COVID-19 are people, he said, that are type 1 diabetic. He said the reason the cases are rising with type 1 diabetes is because they've raised the price of insulin to where people can barely afford it, and they're not taking their insulin right. They're not taking the full doses. They're trying to save on their insulin. Okay, so they're not getting that. People that are on kidney dialysis and several other diseases that he said, you know, it's people in bad health and that have a low immune system. He said, you know, when they came out and they said children, you know, that didn't have to wear a mask and they were immune to a virus, he said that was the biggest line of bullshit that they ever fed people. Nobody is immune from a virus. Nobody. Yeah, he said just like you can get a stomach virus, a child can get a stomach virus. If you can get COVID-19, a child can get COVID-19. He said that was the biggest bunch of BS that he had ever heard. And we got to talking along these lines and things. I said, well, you know, why don't you doctors expose this? Why don't you tell people this? He told me flat out. He said, we will lose our license to practice medicine. They will destroy us.
And that's what we're seeing. We lost Karen. She had a bad spot, so she's going to call. She'll call
and
back.
And that's some shit, Russell. So now I have, you know, for myself, you take people out there, you take what I'm saying for what it's worth. You know, if you believe me, fine. If you think I'm bullshitting you, you know, I've got no reason to. Okay? You know, if you think it's bullshit, take it as bullshit. But I have proof positive for myself. Okay, with this doctor. This doctor is 66 years old. He looks like he's 40, okay? And he has done massive open heart surgeries. He's done just about every type of open heart surgery that's come down the pipe. And he teaches doctors. And he sits on the medical board for the state of Louisiana. So, I mean, you know, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, Russell, his credentials are impeccable.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Right?
Yeah. So, hey, we're going to bring this up to Carl in. Karen hit that dead spot, but she said she's going to try to call back in and everything. So, because I know when you try to hit any Socorro, there's no signal there. So let me see who this is. I don't know who it is. So, hey, caller, how you doing? Thank you for calling in.
Hi, is it me that we're talking about?
No. Miss Carmelita?
No, this is Phoenix. I was going to listen in. Yeah, I was going to listen in, and then it said, and I didn't know how to push the right buttons, and it said, well, here, call this number to talk to the host, and you can listen. And I was like, okay, well, I'll do it that way then. So, hello. Greetings.
Hello.
We heard today about Biden making threats with nuclear weapons. What is your thoughts on that, Virgil? I know you and I were talking about this. I mean,
hang on a second there. Oh, no. Phoenix is not getting off this easy. You done stepped into the hot seat. What do you think about that?
Let her talk, man. Shut your mouth, Joseph.
Go ahead.
Who is William? Who is it that I relate with on the chat on Telegram?
I am. That's me.
He's the one that keeps interrupting you, the big mouth.
Go ahead, Phoenix.
All right.
Go ahead,
well, so you pretty well have a pretty good idea of where I'm coming from. But I wanted to kind of take a step back. We're talking about the system. You guys are talking about the system. And when you do any real look at this, this system is intended to fail. It is a systematic failure that we are looking at. It's coming from the top down. It's been an agenda for the United States of America for quite some time. I think my own estimation is they're done with us. They have the technology. They have all now that they need that we slaved. They got their information on off of our backs to get them where they needed to be to basically trap us. And I think we are looking at mass genocide with the vaccination, they call it, and the viruses that they are continuing to put out. But I'll wrap it up with this. I would just say that we need to look at it as a top-level orchestration. And I think once we start to realize that all these school boards, all the city officials, a lot of the governors, even the people, the career politicians, the presidents, they're all mass orchestrated, and when you look at who they deal with, where their money's coming from, who reports to who, it basically all leads up to these Bilderberg groups and the Council on Foreign Relations and the Illuminati, very high-level operations. And I believe we witnessed last year when we saw the country get put under FEMA control, everybody operated in lockstep. Look at everybody, the colleges, the mayors, the governors. It's like they have been, it reminds me of red ants, and some of you there are in the South, so you know how those red ants all get into place, and you don't even know they're on you. And then they send out a signal, and they're all biting at the exact same time. And that, I think, is what's going on. I was just going to mention, I just got a couple more points. I took some time to write things down while y'all were talking. Agenda 21 is the Agenda 2030, right? We can see that all the presidents are related, and there's these, I won't bring it up here, but we'll go back into these Kasarians that, I mean, I won't name it in a way that would be incriminating, but there's a Kasarian group that comes out of, I guess, the south of Russia that assumes themselves and is owning our media, all the media, all the bankers. If you really study this stuff, you know, we probably should come to terms with how big this really is. You know, again, follow the money. And I think the last thing I was going to say, that Soros himself, I saw the video where he was quoted to say that America must fall so that China can rise, because they found through the Oriental people that they've got that where they needed to be, where the people do what they're told more so. And it's getting these, you know, European types wrangled around. And with that, gentlemen, thank you. Thank you so much for what you do. God bless you.
But, you know,
Thank you. Before you go,
I want to say bingo. You are 100% right when you were saying they're done with us. Now, this was done in 2001 by Madoff for the government and the elitists, and they were told to, we had become too expensive to maintain, that they need to concentrate on robotics, cyborg science, and that sort of thing. And so that's what you're seeing. That's why you're seeing this hard, harsh attack on patriots, Christians, and the middle class, all right? We have become too expensive of a slave for them to keep. We demand too much of the pie. That's why the borders are wide open. That's why they're letting these unvaccinated illegals in, because vaccination. Now, here's something that came from a doctor friend of mine, and he's very, very smart. He teaches around the world. He's a trauma doctor. The thing is, he goes, and we have people dying from this vaccination all over the world. Let me finish. The numbers are crazy, man. Like 50, 60,000 in hospitalization stuff is in the millions. But the key is, I don't think they wanted to have that kind of mass death thing, because that will make the natives restless. What this thing was shooting at is these young people who are lining up, oh, look at me, I got my shot, da-da-da-da-da, is sterilization. And we already know it affects that. And if you're not having kids, the population's going to drop, right? And these white, spoiled little college brats that have been indoctrinated all their life, they're pulling for their own destruction. And that came from Madoff in the year 2001 to the U.S. government and the elitists. I forget what they call it, big elitist convention they have every year there. But yeah, you can find that. You can pull it up and read it. But you are exactly right, 100%. We, the American people, the middle class, the blue-collar guys who go to work every day and carry this country on their back, we have become too expensive.
I agree. And I wasn't planning on going anywhere. I'm going to stay on the call. I'll just mute and just listen to you all this way.
Oh,
okay?
All right. All right. Well, if you want to talk, just let me know on Telegram.
All right. Where are you calling from, Phoenix? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, so currently I'm up at the Idaho and Eastern Washington border. I'm sitting right at it. I'm originally from California. Been up here about 4 or 5 years. I came to kind of get away from everything I knew in the San Francisco Bay Area is primarily where I was raised. But the reason I bring that up is they're bringing all that up here. It is just amazing. They are just taken out the common man up here, and everybody's becoming, you know, a robot really to the system is what I'm seeing.
Oh, you got tired of playing hopscotch on the sidewalk because of the piles of shit on there, huh?
Well, you know, in San Francisco, that is true. But, you know, all the cities in the United States are faltering because of the drugs that are let in, this intended collapse, right?
You're 100% correct.
Well, the first thing that needs to be done, and, you know, I don't think I'll ever see a president or an administration that will have the balls to do it, But the first thing needs to be done in this country is we need to kick the United Nations out of this country, get out of the United Nations. That would solve a good 75 to 85% of our problems.
I agree.
The second one is to limit the feds, cut them down.
Well, Ronald Reagan said it the best. He said it the best. Everybody says the government should fix the problems. And the government is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
It is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, exactly. If y'all don't think this stuff was planned out years ahead of time, okay, look at after 9/11. Okay, here's Bush 43 in front of the country, and days afterwards, he's got this big book he's holding up, Department of Homeland Security. All of these books went out all over the country within days, okay? He can get all of these copies of these books, these manuals for Department of Homeland Security within 72 hours after 9/11. But the son of a bitch couldn't get water to the Superdome after Katrina for 7 days?
Right.
Come on, people. Start looking.
Virgil,
you better start
Virgil,
looking.
Virgil, that falls directly on the governor of that state. She refused federal help. She had it all, so... No, don't get me wrong. I'm no fan of the Bushes. They are big globalists, and they both of them, 41 and 43, both need to be swinging from a fucking rope. That's all directly on whoever that big doe-eyed looking chick was.
Kathleen Babineau Blanco.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That's
General Russell Honore of the Louisiana National Guard.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Chocolate City Megan there who could have got all those people out on those buses but watched them sit there?
Oh, yeah. And here's the thing, people. Look, Russell, they had buses, brand spanking new buses that they got the year before. Okay, brand spanking new that weren't even caught in the flood. They were towing them to scrap yards and had insurance people there writing them up, watching them be crushed. Okay, brand new school buses. Okay. And this was a total screw up from the ground up. And they want to say a barge broke that levee. That barge didn't break that levee. They blew that levee.
Mm-hmm.
They blew that levee.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Because let me tell you something. Louisiana levees, after 1927 flood, Louisiana levees, If Louisiana can't build anything else, they can build a levee system. They can build a levee system. Very few failures have happened in the levee system, and these levees are in some cases, in some places, over 100 years old. And all of a sudden, the levee on the Mississippi River, a barge hits it, comes loose, hits the levee, and all of a sudden, boom, you know. The levee busted. The levee busted.
Mm-hmm.
Flooded New Orleans. I'm not buying it.
Go ahead, Russell.
You saw the video of that building collapsing. You saw the detonation.
Mm-hmm.
Did that look like a TAPT detonation to you? It sure did to me.
I was asking Virgil that today.
I haven't seen the video yet, but I'm gonna tell you this. I've seen videos of buildings collapsing during earthquakes and, you know, control drop detonations. And, you know, it's entire, the two are different as night and day.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's funny about this one, Virgil, is that one side of the building collapsed, just one side, nothing else. And from what it looked like from the way it fell exactly the same way Twin Towers fell. But it just completely dropped down. Didn't it, Russell? Didn't that what it looked like to you?
Well, you see, to me, you know, TATP, that's easily made. It's not very stable and stuff like that. You see that shit used by terrorists. A lot of IEDs, car bombs, that kind of stuff, man. And just the flash before the building collapsed, and I was just two. It had to be strategically placed to drop through that much damage to the explosion, but
mm-hmm.
it definitely looked like a TATT flash to me.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what was going through my mind. That's why I was asking Virgil. And we did got a caller. I think it might be Jonathan Garcia, so he said he's going to call in. Hey, caller, what's up? This Jonathan? Hello, caller.
Nope.
Now, I've never seen a, I mean, you know, if a gas line or something like that gives up or just caught in, you know, stuff in the beginning of the class or anything like that, you get a big, generally a big red flash.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever it was that started that collapse there, man, that was just
mm-hmm.
as bright white as it comes.
Mm-hmm. And they're trying to blame it on construction.
If it was a bright white flash, somebody wired something.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wired something. I'll watch it. But getting to this, while we still got a little bit of time, getting to this Biden speech on the Second Amendment. Now, I don't know what Second Amendment he read, okay? But the Second Amendment that I read and I was educated on, it had nothing about restricting firearms to anyone, and if anyone out there believes that you cannot legally own a cannon, okay, go to this place. You can look it up. I've dealt with them several times on some antique firearms. Okay, go to this site called Dixie Gun Works. Okay, they're out of Tennessee. All right. And you go through that catalog, and guess what you can order? Guess what you can order, Russell? An 8-pound, fully functional Civil War replica cannon. Okay? Now, Russell knows about these things, and
mm-hmm.
I'm going to tell some American people about these things. After the Civil War, you had cannons galore scattered out all over the place. Okay, an 8-pound cannon was common. It was common. You had also what was called deck guns off of ships, which were smaller cannons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now it had to be a Coonass or a Cajun from Louisiana that invented this. Okay, you had a trade called professional hunters, okay? And what they would do, what they did was they would build an extra large P-Row or a skiff, and they would mount this cannon on here and go float out in the water. and they do it right before dusk dawn or right after sunset, just right at sunset, and they would load this thing up full of 5 pounds of BBs, 3-4 pounds of gunpowder, and get out there and set this thing off and kill about 100 ducks. Okay? Now, you know, what would they do? What would they do? I'm serious. And they would gather up the ducks and they would take them to market and sell them, you know, mm-hmm. or sell them to people, you know, wherever they go door to door, whatever. And it was legal. Geese, mm-hmm. ducks. I mean, look at the buffalo hunters out there, you know, hunting mm-hmm. for hides and stuff, you know. But this was a legal profession because you would kill nothing. You know, if you want to try and make a living at this with a double-barrel musket shotgun, scatter gun. So they used what was mm-hmm. called punt guns. They called them punt mm-hmm. guns. And these things were common. Now, let's go up. The 1934 Gun Control Act, okay, which put a $200 tax on the Thompson submachine gun. Because of the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Okay. Mm-hmm. This was an outrage to the country. But before then, Russell Hood, Texas rancher, if he wanted to protect his cattle from rustlers, which did happen after the cattle rustling goes on today, he would go to the store, to the general store, and if they didn't have one in stock, he would give them money. The clerk would fill out the receipt, send the receipt in to guess who? Either Montgomery Ward or Sears and Roebuck for $200 plus shipping. Russell Hood could have a brand new Thompson 45 caliber submachine gun to carry around mm-hmm. on his horse and check his herd and make sure that nobody was stealing his cattle. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, that in 1934, okay, you had to pay a $200 tax and get a stamp to own this thing, to own a submachine gun.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Now, it wasn't until the National Firearms Act of 1968, which put restrictions on mentally ill people, convicted criminals, people who were dishonorably discharged from the military, or people who were non-citizens of the United States. If you were here on a visa, you could not own a weapon until you became a naturalized citizen. It wasn't until then.
Mm-hmm.
The Second Amendment was attached to the original 10 Bill of Rights, which was not enacted until 1791, not 1776. Mm-hmm. The country did not have a mm-hmm. constitution in 1776. It took from 1776 to arguing up to 1787 for this country to have a constitution. Mm-hmm. So I don't mm-hmm. know what this deranged son of a, I don't know what constitution he is reading, but this, you know, and even up to now,
right?
Even up to now, all right, the 1986 National Firearms Act, okay, which prohibits American citizens from owning modern produced automatic weapons, but if that weapon was manufactured prior to 1986, it can be registered. It can be transferred. I just went and shot some last week.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
I grabbed a whole man, Russell. I tell you what. Viagra ain't got shit on this. Man, I grabbed onto an M60, Russell, I swear to God. I swear to God. I had to bring my own ammo, but I had to bring my own belt link ammo. But goddamn it, man. I mean, and they were all tracers. They were all red tracers, man. It looked like a scene out of Star Wars, dude. Oh, man. Viagra and Cialis ain't had shit on this. Okay.
Right. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, on a good note, Chapman's not in. He's not the ATF. Did you hear about that?
Oh, that's
he got voted out. They voted his ass right out. So,
what is your call, Russell? I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, I can pretty much say like you. I've never seen him suck one, but I bet you he'll hold it in his mouth till he got soft.
Oh, yeah. Well, he is gay, so, you know.
Please identify an assault weapon. Well, it's what the Congress... No. Identify an assault weapon. Well, the law says... And then, oh, my God.
Oh, I know. That was so fucking pathetic, bro. Man, It was.
Well, you know what?
All right.
Weapons.
Okay, here we go. A dumbass truck driver. Give the identification of an assault weapon. Any weapon, whether it is a firearm or not, that is used, an inanimate object that is used to cause bodily harm or property damage for no reason whatsoever, is an assault weapon. Mm-hmm. Whether it's an AR-15, whether it's a samurai sword, whether it's a claw hammer, whether it's a brick, whether it's a lead pipe, if you use it to cause bodily harm for no reason whatsoever, then you're just a sorry son of a bitch and you have to be a tough guy, play tough guy,
mm-hmm.
that is an assault weapon.
Oh,
period.
Yeah, exactly. Or if somebody throws it at you and hits you, that's also an assault weapon because it assaulted you when it hit you. You know, but
your wife goes to the freezer. She pulls out one of those big logs of ground meat, ground chuck that you went and bought at Walmart and paid an impossible price for. She pulls it out, walks up behind her husband, cracks him across the skull with him and kills him. Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
That ground beef just became an assault weapon.
Yep.
Period.
Yep. But with that one, though, you can fry that meat and make meatloaf out of it and eat the evidence.
Oh, yeah, you can destroy the evidence. You can fry up the barbecue pit and destroy the evidence.
Right. So, well, guys, it's that time and everything. So we'll be back on Monday. I'm sorry we lost Karen, but she did hit a dead spot and everything when she hit the car. So I wish I knew she would, but... Glad we got her back on.
While we got a little bit of time left, Russell, what the hell are you gonna do, man? What's your situation now?
I'm gonna get up in the morning. I'm gonna make me a 12-cup pot of Death Wish and figure it out because I have no fucking idea what I'm gonna do right now because I gotta be out of here Saturday. So.
Lord have mercy.
I'm going to grab my hat and have me a fucking pot.
Well, Russell, how much are these people wanting for this house you living in?
I think they're putting it up at $195.
And there is no way you can get financing and buy this house from these people?
Dude, that's at least $30,000 more than this house is worth. This house is built don't get me wrong, it's a nice house, but it was built 1982. It needs to be rewired. It's got the old steel pipe in it and stuff, man. You got to let the water run for the rust to clear. They're asking $195, and I guarantee you, as soon as it hits the market, some fool's going to step up and offer them 10. And
You would not believe what's going on with fucking housing around here, bro. It is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my fucking life. And the sad part is, a good friend of mine who one of these financial wizard types, he said 90-day tops. And I don't see that. I think it's going to be like 60 days. The bottom's going to fall out.
Well, Russell, do you have a place to go? Do you have a place for you and your dogs to go?
Not at the moment, but I'll figure something out. Because you know I ain't leaving my dogs behind, man. They've been with me since they were puppies. They're 7, 6 years old now, and there's no way I'm going to leave anywhere.
Well, brother, I hate to say this, but, from what you're telling me, not going by my gut feeling, but from what you're telling me, I see a travel trailer in your future.
That could be an option, but I'm going to have to do something for a few days so I can make that happen. Because like I said, man, I've run out of time on this, man. I gotta be out of here Saturday.
Lord have mercy.
And I hope those people that did that to you, I hope bad things happen to them. Hope karma catches them.
Well, the thing is, Joseph, you know, I don't think it's personal. It's business. They're taking advantage of the market. They're being foolish. They're being fooled, you know. You know, because of the lumber prices, people are not building houses now. It'll cost right now, if you try to build a house, it'll cost you 5 times more than it would have cost you under Trump's administration to build a house.
Oh, I believe that.
Check this out, Virgil. Check this out. The last thing I did, we did a little trade-off for it and stuff like that, man. That fucking last big storm comes to here, blew the back fence down and stuff like that. I posted pictures. So I said, I'll fix that for you. I said, it needs to be replaced and stuff, and I'll take care of that. She goes, okay. Well, she goes, I'll give you last month's rent. I said, okay. I went down there, and this, I'd already done one side previously, okay, just because it had to be done. But so I went down there, and my buddy's family, well, actually, owned a lumber yard, Stallman Lumber, there in Stafford. And he's an ex-Marine, too, and he gave me the simplified discount and all that kind of stuff. And to build 63 feet of fence. It was like 140 pickets, eight foot 2x4s and 3 16 footers and 980 pound bags of treat. Guess what that shit cost? With the simplified discount from a brother.
Probably about $400.
$850.
Yep.
Damn.
Yep.
I was close. Damn. That's outrageous. Oh, yeah. Everything is going up, you know. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and close the show. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll
go ahead,
about Rusty. This, Matt. Okay, so January the 20th, you got February, March, April, May, June. Okay, 5 months ago, you were paying $1 less for your fuel. All right? You were paying probably 15 to 20% less for your groceries. In the first 100 days of this administration, this fraudulent administration, I may add, you're in 100 days, at the 100-day mark, what you took home was worth 3.5% less than it was 100 days prior to that. And it's not getting any better. All my buddies in the financial world tell me this thing, said, buckle up, this bubble sits in the burst, and it's going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah, we're headed for another depression, Russell. We're headed for another depression.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, I told Susan, I said, well, if it gets too bad, you know, we'll just do like the other depression. You and me will just become another Bonnie and Clyde, and we'll go to running shine everywhere, robbing gas stations and running moonshine.
Yeah, right. Go bootleg.
Hell yeah. But,
yeah, right.
So anyway, I got to blast off, guys. Love y'all, man. America, stay strong, and keep your heads on the swivel. And I'm going to tell you right now, if you live in the city and you don't have a plan to get out of the city, I would strongly suggest that you do figure out something post-haste. Because I don't think my friends are wrong. I think this is going to crash. And with the defunding of the police and these brown shirts organizations that part of this leftist coup, I'm telling you, Steve, we're going to get rebuffed. Hey, God bless. Keep your heads on a swivel and stay away from redheaded nurses. Gunny out.
Okay, now
you be careful out there, Russell.
Russell, you know, let me know if you need some help, brother.
All right, I will, brother, man. Love you guys. Talk to y'all later.
Love you too, brother.
Be careful out there.
That just pisses me off. That gives me the red ass so fucking bad. Oh, man, somebody does something like that to somebody. I mean, goddamn son of a bitch. I mean, oh my God.
Like, I know, brother. And it's like, you know, if somebody was just asking me, I would have went after, you know, and everything. But who are you gonna go after?
They set up these fucking bogus fucking sites. You know, this is on Craigslist all the time. You see this, you know, people selling these fucking souped up. You know, my fucking brother-in-law and stupid sister-in-law fell for this shit. Oh, they're going to buy a fucking motorhome. Let me tell you something. If it sounds too good to be true, it generally is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if somebody tries to sell you a diamond ring for 10 cents and you buy it, chances are you're going to own a diamond ring that's not worth a dime.
Exactly. You know, and that's true. That's true, brother. And we're seeing that. I mean, with this pandemic that went on, this fake pandemic and everything.
You see it on these sites, Joe. You see on these sites on Facebook. Okay. Generators. I deal with generators all the time. I'm always on the lookout for generators. You see these generators, and you see them in Northern Magazine and all, $1,200, $1,500, and then they'll come up with these advertisements, these fly-by-night, whatever advertisements on Facebook, the same generator, $60.
Mm-hmm.
And you got people that try to buy this, and they're sitting at home waiting on their generators they done ordered 2 years ago. Well, you know what? Keep waiting. Keep waiting.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
You know.
Oh yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah. Yep.
You know, don't be like Russell. You know, don't. You know, Russell was just too trusting on this, and $4,000. Oh no, somebody's gonna meet me and shake my hand.